Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So I don't know if you were aware that the US, apart from dealing with tariffs and all of that, one of the things that they've been doing is to deport some prisoners from their shores who they say are not wanted in the United States. And they did that actually earlier on in the week, sending a few to Eswatini. And of course, the opposition parties in Eswatini, very, very unhappy. And also other organizations, humanitarian organizations, calling this out. On the line with us is the Nation magazine editor, Beki Makubu, who is Eswatini as we speak. A very good evening. Good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Just maybe if you can maybe explain to us how to the people of Eswatini this idea that prisoners coming from the U.S. Were better suited to come to your nation, how this was presented to you by the government of Eswatini.
Well, first of all, I just want to clarify that the issue is not just about opposition, it's actually the general population in Eswatini.
Okay.
We were all shocked at this because had it not been for the Americans themselves telling the world about it on social media, we most likely would never have known that we have these people here.
Hmm.
And it came as a huge shock, not just to ordinary people, but to parliamentarians and the vast majority of cabinet ministers, because the matter was kept away even from, it was never discussed in parliament, in cabinet, from what I understand.
So what you're saying is that publicly there has been no explanation to the people of this?
Mm-hmm. Well, this thing is being treated as if it's a matter between the Prime Minister's office and the Americans, and it's none of anybody's business. That's how he has responded to it. And there's been no clear explanation of what's going on and why we did what we did.
Just maybe let's talk about the profile of the prisoners that have been brought into Eswatini, and maybe do we know which prisons they're sitting at?
We know, I didn't get the last part.
I'm saying, do you know which prison they're in? Were you given sort of the proper details of where? And I know this obviously maybe is after the fact, but do you know more now that they have arrived in Eswatini?
Yes, we do. In fact, what happened was one of the top U.S. officials went on X, Twitter, and said a plane has landed in Eswatini carrying these five criminals. Mm. And we started checking, and we found that indeed a plane had landed here and that it was carrying them. Mm-hmm. And obviously inquiries were made to government, and quite a number of ministers said, actually one cabinet minister even thought I was lying when I asked,
mm-hmm.
and said there's nothing like that could happen. But you know, in the afternoon, because these people arrived, I don't know, very early in the morning, 4, 5, 6 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Government only responded to confirm their arrival in the afternoon, when the whole thing was now buzzing on social media that we have got all these five criminals.
Mm.
What are they doing here? We know where they are because there's only one maximum prison in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the government did confirm that they are kept there. And they said they're in isolation. We're not sure what isolation means in this case, but I would suspect that they are staying with those prisoners that are doing long-term sentences, because the prison system here is divided into those who are doing very long time, above 10 years. They stay alone. They would be in that category, I would guess, if they are being kept in the maximum security section.
So, you know, obviously reports coming out of the U.S. are that they're very, 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 very dangerous people. These are murderers, rapists, and the like. Have you been able to verify the profile of these prisoners?
Well, one human rights lawyer, Susan Kabazi, has actually been to court to ask for a court order that he be given access to the, to these men, because apparently he claims in his court papers that some people in the U.S., these people's lawyers in the U.S., at least some of them, have asked him to go and check on them and give them a report on what's going on.
Mm.
And he went to the prison. They refused to let him see these people. So he went to court to ask for a court order that he be allowed to do that. The judge has said he might give him the court permission to do so. But one hasn't heard how that went, if he was allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So their status now, in terms of how they are there, how they are treated, we don't know.
Mm. So, you know, as you are saying, this is not just something that concerns opposition parties. It seems like the general public is also concerned. What then is the way forward? How is Eswatini going to deal with this, especially from the public's point of view?
To be honest, right now, we don't know, because no one is explaining what's going on, and people are sort of, it's sort of like an issue that is dying down, which is what the government was banking on, that people would be shocked and then reassure them that these people are safe, they're not a threat to anyone. That's what government has been saying. But the truth of the matter is this is not just about them sitting in prison and doing time. We're even hearing reports that actually they shouldn't be in prison because they were no longer prisoners in America in terms of the law, even in the United States. So it's still a gray area. Unfortunately, I just feel that Parliament itself is not asking the Prime Minister the necessary and hard questions about what's going on here. Perhaps to try and, it's an embarrassing situation for all of us.
To what extent have you been able to ascertain what the agreement was between, as you're saying, it's very murky and shrouded in a lot of secrecy, but to what extent were you able to find out the details between the agreement between Eswatini and the U.S. in taking the prisoners?
Well, what I do know is that we have an agreement with the U.S. that we should take something like 155 prisoners. In total, in terms of the agreement.
Mm.
What I cannot tell you is whether we only have the five or more have come through, because until somebody outside the country tells us, clearly the government is going to hide everything from us. But I haven't heard anything that more have come. But I think with the shock that has happened, it will, even if they try and hide it, the prison officials themselves would go around talking that, oh, more people have arrived and stuff like that. But we are expecting, according to the agreement, and I have this from very good authorities, that we are supposed to have something like 155 of them in total in terms of how the agreement, and that the Americans will pay us for this.
Yeah, and I was going to say, do we know exactly in exchange for what? Paying, do we know what the amount is?
Well, I'm not exactly clear on the amount yet. But I know this, that it's the money, perhaps because as we're seeing things happening now, and an exemption from the tariffs themselves. Even though I'm made to understand that our sugar exports are still under tariff. I'm not sure. I think it's at 10% or something. So I'm not exactly sure about the effect. But one thing that is common knowledge to you and everybody is that while South Africa and Lesotho, for instance, have been hit with massive tariffs, we've sort of been exempted from that. And we can only speculate that it's because we are cooperating with the Americans.
Do we know, how long the agreement stands for?
The Prime Minister said they would be here for at the most a year.
At the most.
But at the most. That's what he said. But we don't know if he's telling the truth, because nobody else is confirming that except himself, because he's doing it like it's his own personal deal between him and the Americans. This is not a national issue. So we just have to take his word for it. But personally, I don't even believe him. where are these people going to go if they can't go home?
And we don't even know whether when they leave, where would they be going? As you're saying, they're not going back to the US, and it seems like, do we know for sure if their nation countries don't want them?
Well, that's what the Americans said,
yeah.
But I did see a tweet from the foreign minister of Jamaica saying that
it's not true. Yeah.
So, like I said, they are really hiding this. And to be honest with you, we too here in the country, whether we're politicians or journalists, have not asked hard questions of government. And even when you do ask, you know, they just don't want to indulge in you know, speak about this and indulge anyone on it.
This thing
sounds like more a personal thing than a national issue.
I really appreciate you talking to us this evening. The Nation magazine editor in Eswatini, Beki Makubu, just giving us a sense of what this deportation deal was between Eswatini and the US. Five criminals. And I mean, it's so difficult because difficult to define them, but the US calling them five criminals, illegal immigrants as well, have been deported, and they've landed in Eswatini. And, you know, the public is asking questions, but as you can hear from Beki, very little coming through from government itself. And so, yeah, we'll keep an eye on our story ourselves and see if we can get anything at all.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.